Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, something very different, and as a lifelong Evertonian, it isn't easy for me to discuss Manchester City, but that's only a tangential link to the next story, because there is a new trend that's stirring up quite a controversy, and that's raw milk. It's gaining popularity across the globe, and the reason why I mention Manchester City is because Erling Haaland, their talisman, apparently is a keen consumer of unpasteurized milk. However, not everyone is raising a glass in celebration. While some claim it's packed with more vitamins and minerals than its pasteurized counterpart, health experts are sounding the alarm. Joining me now to discuss this is dairy editor with the Irish Farmers Journal, Aidan Brennan. Aidan, good afternoon to you.
Hi, John.
Tell me this. Let's just get it out of the way straight away at the start. Are you a Manchester City fan? No, I'm joking. What I wanted to know was, is unpasteurized milk actually any better for you?
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, if you look at Erling Haaland, one thing that is for sure is that I've no doubt at all that, like, the reason why he's such a good footballer, a good soccer player, is because he's drinking the natural, delicious and nutritious milk. But whether or not he's getting any gain out of the fact that it's raw milk is less certain. And, you know, the science would say that there's probably no real difference in terms of the nutritional status of milk that's pasteurized versus raw milk. But, however, as you've alluded to yourself in the show, there is potentially risks with drinking raw milk. And so, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland say you shouldn't be drinking raw milk at all. So it's very much, it's a tricky area.
Yeah. Now, so there's a couple of things in there. Let me unpack that, because, you know, there's this idea of causation and correlation, because, you know, I could eat 7 carrots every morning and then, you know, my superpower is that, I don't know, well, I don't really have any, but let's say I could run a, you know, 6-minute mile or something. But that may have nothing to do with me eating 7 carrots. So there's no discernible link necessarily between Haaland's ability in front of the goalpost and his consumption of raw milk.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's definitely fair. And I mean, look, one of the reasons why, I suppose, maybe people are you know, jumping on the raw milk side of it is that it is unpasteurized, so there's lots of bacteria in there that isn't in pasteurized milk. And perhaps then that's giving the likes of him, you know, and who's obviously at the top of his game, you know, young, fit, healthy man, boosting his immune system. But I suppose the thing is, you know, he's able to handle that. But if you were sick or young or very old or a pregnant woman, for example, your immune system might need to cater for all the bacteria that's coming at you through the milk. So that's probably the risk factor there associated with raw milk, that you don't have a pasteurized milk.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, it's the same nutritional status. But I mean, you're, you know, the question then is, why would you take the risk of drinking unpasteurized milk? But I suppose it's a fad. I was going to say it's new, but it's not new. We've been, you know, mankind has been drinking unpasteurized milk for millennia, but I suppose they also had the risks associated with that.
But I mean, my understanding is, going back to Louis Pasteur and all that kind of stuff, we started pasteurizing milk to stop people getting sick. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Back in the 1860s, the pasteurization technique came into vogue. And I mean, the reason why was because people were dying from listeria, salmonella, TB, brucellosis, E. coli, and a range of other bacteria and germs that were present in milk. So pasteurizing helped to prevent all that happening. So it's, you know, from a human health point of view, definitely you say pasteurized milk is safer. But I mean, look, I grew up drinking unpasteurized milk on the farm at home in Tipperary. And, you know, does it make a difference? I'm not sure. Does it taste different? It kind of does. You know, there is a taste difference there. But I think that's more to do with the fact that unpasteurized milk generally isn't homogenized. So you've got the cream at the top, and you take your, you know, your first sip of milk from a glass of unhomogenized milk, if you want. It's much creamier than the pasteurized stuff that's homogenized.
Yeah. And so, but the idea then is pasteurization gets rid of whatever bad things could be in the milk. But in terms of, like, the Irish Food Safety Authority and everything, like, there has to be, the milk has to be bad from the herd, first of all. So it's not necessarily, you know, it's like meat. There has to be something bad in it. Like, you could eat raw meat, and as long as there's nothing bad in it, you'll be okay. It's the same with unpasteurized milk, presumably.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, look, there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. And I suppose, look, you are, by pasteurizing milk, you are getting rid of all the bacteria, including the good ones. But, I mean, you don't know what's in that milk when you buy it. Now, I will say that the farmers that are producing raw milk and selling raw milk, they have to undergo extra additional tests that other farmers that whose milk is going for general consumption wouldn't have to do. But, you know, a batch could go astray. Look, we've had incidences in the past whereby people got sick from seriously sick from drinking milk that was infected with TB. So, and E. coli and listeria, like they're all real things. And, you know, it could happen. I think that's why the Food Safety Authority have that suggestion that people wouldn't be recommendation that people wouldn't drink raw milk. So it is there, real, you know.
Yeah, and there's a text in from Jane. Why would you want to drink raw milk? Like, you've kind of alluded to there, but just to tease it out, people are doing this because in a way it's like they see it as not eating processed food, that it's just more natural, because it is, because very little has been done to it. It's come out of a cow's udder, which is where milk comes from, I'm presuming. Yes, of course. Yes, it does. See, I'm really not a farmer, Aidan, am I? But presumably that's the cachet of it, that it's seemingly so pure. That's the benefit you're supposedly getting from it.
Yeah, well, pure as in, you know, it hasn't been processed at all. But I mean, pasteurization is a very mild process.
Yeah.
You know, in real terms.
Because you're just heating the milk. Sorry to cut across you, aren't you? Like.
Absolutely, heating the milk and then cooling it rapidly. Mm. And look, I mean, keeping milk cool is important for all milk, but particularly for unpasteurized milk. So it should be less than 3 degrees. That just reduces and slows down the spread of bacterial growth. Because if the milk is hot or warm, it's going to be those bacteria are going to multiplying faster, and potentially the bad bacteria will be multiplying at a faster rate. So you're more likely to get sick from drinking, you know, kind of warm milk. So you don't have the same level of tolerance with raw milk as you would with pasteurized milk. I mean, the shelf life is maximum 3 days, whereas, as you know, you buy milk in the shop today, it'll still be right next week. So it's, what the real thing is the fact that they consider it more natural. But there's also an element of, you know, it's kind of, some people that are for it, not saying everyone, but some people that are for it are, you know, they're against anything that's, you know, food that's been processed to any degree whatsoever, or, I don't know, maybe they're the same people who would be, you know, against vaccines or whatever. There's an element of that in some places, but more people then, they just like the taste of it. But to me, that's more to do with the fact that the milk that's raw isn't homogenized.
Yeah.
Whereas you can still buy pasteurized but not homogenized milk.
Yeah.
And that will give you the same benefits in terms of the creamy texture and taste of the milk.
Yeah, and I'm going to clarify for you there that you're not making any correlation between people who drink raw milk and people who don't get vaccines. Just to clarify, in case we get a slew of texts in, people saying, I get vaccines, but I do drink raw milk. Tell me this, do you still consume raw milk, or is it just a vestige of your childhood?
Yeah, no, I still occasionally drink raw milk from the farm at home in Tipperary, as I say. If I'm down the farm and I'm looking for milk for tea or just a drink, I'll go to the bulk tank and I'll pick it up. But I know the cows are healthy and I know they're free of TB, thankfully. So I've you know, pretty, and it's fresh. They're produced that morning, so I know it's going to be good and wholesome. Whereas I suppose, you know, you do take the risk if you're buying it from a premises that you don't, or from a farm that you don't know. You don't know how long it was made for. There's a few more uncertainties around that, but I've no issue at all drinking raw milk.
Yeah.
But once I know where it comes from.
And did you say you go to the bulk tank? Sorry, was that what you said?
Bulk tank, yeah. Yeah, it's just a big tank that we hold milk before.
It's a great name for a big tank, a bulk tank. Tell me this then, Aidan. I'm sensing, though, this could just be a fad that comes and goes to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the percentage of milk that's being drank in Ireland that's raw is tiny. So I don't know the exact figure that I think anybody does.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, there's a lot of farmers who produce their own milk, will drink their own milk. So I suppose you could include those in the figures. But for people who go out and specifically buy raw milk, it's very small.
Mm.
There are a number of producers. A lot of them will be organic as well, so they'll be selling them at farmers' markets.
Yeah.
And they're doing quite well, and they have a good, you know, good cohort that will buy that milk every week or every day. But it's small, you know, and I don't think it's going to get any bigger, particularly not when you look at the, you know, some of the potential risks that do exist with it.
Yeah.
But if you're young, healthy, fit, like the likes of Halland, I'd have no issue with doing it.
Yeah. And then finally, I presume there is, you know, on the balance sheet of it being good or bad in the profit column, there's less of a carbon footprint, obviously, because you're not taking it somewhere to be pasteurized and all. And most people are drinking it from or close to a farm.
Yeah, I think it would be quite small.
The
carbon cost of pasteurization would be quite small. I mean, the milk is still being chilled. It's still being cooled. You know, the cows have to milk. So it doesn't really impact it that much, I would say. And it's still being packaged. So it's just the fact that you can actually say it's probably increasing the carbon footprint because it doesn't last as long on the shelf.
Okay. Well, I think I may be sticking with pasteurised. Aidan, are you back to the farm this afternoon or are you on Irish Farmers Journal duty?
Yeah, well, I'm currently on Farmers Journal duty, but I'll be back milking cows this weekend.
Good man. Well, listen, lovely to talk to you. That's Aidan Brennan, dispelling some of the myths around raw milk, and he is the dairy editor with the Irish Farmers Journal.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.